This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The fracturing intensifies. The shaking continues. Do not mistake this for chaos. Do not believe the narratives of accident or coincidence. This is the unveiling, the exposing of the long-hidden hand. The weight of promise is upon us, people of Israel. The hand of Yahuwah is revealed in the lament of mothers weeping for their children, in the unraveling of nations, and in the exposing of Edom's wickedness. These are not random events. They are the birth pangs of restoration, the echoes of ancient promises resonating in this present age. Look to Sudan. Look to the fracturing of power across the globe. The erosion of trust isn't a failure of leadership, it's a judgment being poured out. Obadiah prophesied it centuries ago. The arrogance of Edom, believing itself secure on high, brought low. Obadiah 1:9-11. This isn't about geopolitics, it's about the reckoning. Edom, the archetype of earthly power, of rebellion against the Most High, built its wealth on the backs of Israel and continues to profit from the deception. This is the stain of Edom's currency. Their paper promises, their digital illusions, worthless in the eyes of Yahuwah. Built on sand, destined to crumble, we are witnessing the unraveling of a system predicated on debt, on illusion, on the denial of Yahuwah's sovereignty. They speak of economic indicators and market corrections. We speak of judgment. Remember this, Yahuwah's wealth is not printed on paper. It is drawn from the earth, refined by fire and measured in silver and gold. Proverbs 10:19. These are the metals Yahuwah consecrated for the tabernacle, for the temple, for the adornment of his covenant people. This isn't archaic sentimentality. It's a statement of principle. True wealth is rooted in the tangible, in the enduring, in that which reflects the Creator's order. Yahuwah commanded the children of Israel to tithe in silver and gold, in produce from the land, as a testament to his sovereignty. Deuteronomy 14:24-29. Not a system of arbitrary taxation, but a recognition of the source of all provision. A covenant standard. It wasn't simply about economics. It was about acknowledging Yahuwah as the source of all blessing. It was about maintaining a covenant standard of wealth. A wealth rooted in righteousness, in stewardship, in obedience to His word. This is the key to restoration. Not the accumulation of fleeting paper fortunes, but a return to the principles of provision, of covenant faithfulness. Israel, scattered for generations, must remember the pattern of abundance flowing from obedience, from a heart aligned with Yahuwah's will, the pattern of judgment falling on those who seek wealth through deception and exploitation. The world watches the news, seeking explanations for the economic turmoil. They look to central banks, to political maneuvering, to unforeseen circumstances. But the watchman sees beyond the surface. He sees the hand of Yahuwah dismantling the structures of Edom, preparing the way for the return of Israel. This isn't a call to hoard silver and gold, though that may prove wise in the days to come. It is a call to reestablish the covenant standard, to understand that true wealth isn't measured in digits on a screen, but in the faithfulness of our hearts, in the abundance of the land, and in the blessing of Yahuwah. The systems built by Edom are failing because they are divorced from the source of life. They are built on a foundation of lies, and Yahuwah is a God of truth. He will not allow deception to stand. He will not allow injustice to prevail. The weight of promise is heavy, yes, but it is a weight of hope, a weight of expectation. A wait that signals the dawn of restoration for scattered Israel. The awakening has begun. The gathering is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.